Spring. Nothing like the world progressing towards summer to inspire your own progress. That's what life's all about. In your career, relationships, and your finances. Let's talk about that last one. With the Chime Secured Credit Builder Visa Credit Card, it's easy to start building credit with everyday purchases and regular on-time payments with no annual fees or interest. And if your credit score grows, so could your opportunities for lower rates on loans, like for a car or home. Sounds like progress, right? With Chime Secure Credit Card, you can start improving your credit scores right away. Get started today at chime.com/build. That's chime.com/build. Chime. Feels like progress.
The Chime Credit Builder Visa Credit Card is issued by Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. Members FDIC. Out-of-network ATM withdrawal and OTC advance fees may apply. Terms and conditions apply. Go to chime.com/disclosures for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Understand the system, you can use it to your advantage. If you don't understand the system, it is going to screw you over many, many, many times.
When you say manipulate the money, they literally just make more of it.
Right.
Magically.
Literally. And this is where the rich will become richer, the poor will become poorer, and the middle class will get wiped out. And the reason why is because some people, rich people, will understand money and they will continue teaching their kids. And everybody else, the majority of people who have no idea what's happening will continue to become poorer because they don't even see it happen. As the value of the dollars drop, what happens? For regular people, your salary doesn't stretch as far. Your savings don't buy you as much. And so you're effectively becoming poorer each and every day because for most of us, we're taught to save our money. That's what I was told to do growing up. That traditional Indian house is save, save, save. And so I was told to save my money. And your savings are becoming less valuable each and every day. Well, what wealthy people do is they're not storing cash, they're buying assets. So your investments are zero and your savings, you're trying to grow that thinking that you're gonna become wealthy, but you're never gonna be able to outsave inflation. Your savings are literally making you poorer each and every day. However, you don't wanna just not save any money. You gotta be strategic with it. What I like to say is, there are three reasons why you should be saving money. You save money for an emergency, have somewhere between 3 to 12 months worth of expenses, depending on your risk tolerance. Save money for a big purchase. You want to buy a car, you want to buy a house, you need some cash to do that. Save money for an investment. If you're not saving money for one of these three reasons, you are saving your money the wrong way and it's making you poorer each and every day.
What are the things, the habits that keep people poor?
Wow, well, the first one really has to do with understanding money, because unless you understand what money is, none of the other habits really matter, because at its core, what is money? And when you ask people that, you might say it's a $100 bill, a $50 bill, that's what money is. But what is that money? Because that money that we have today is different than what money was 60 years ago. The money that we call money today is currency. It's really just pieces of paper. And when you understand that, it's going to change what you do with the money. And the reason why I'm saying that is because my family's from India, a state in India called Punjab. And over there, it's a very traditional thing that when you earn this paper dollars, many people will convert this cash into gold because they understand that these paper dollars lose value and it's just paper. So they want to convert it to something real, something tangible, so they will go out and buy gold with it. You have the government and the Fed. The government spends money. Now, where do they get their money? Well, they get the money from taxpayers, people like you, me, people watching this video, through tax dollars.
Now, can we hammer that for a second?
Sure.
The government does not make money. The government takes money from people who are making money.
Right.
Now, that's not necessarily bad because they provide a lot of amazing things,
but
they're not necessarily efficient with their dollars.
You know, you have to understand what someone's role is. If you are a company, right, you have a company, your job is to make a profit, because if you don't have a profit, you're not going to be in business unless you have some other stream of, you know, venture capital debt or something. But if you don't have a profit, you can't continue operating. And so your job is to be as efficient as possible as a company. The government can actually be benefited by being inefficient, because what is the government's job? You have to understand what is their role. If their goal is to create jobs, well then you can be as inefficient as you want, and you can achieve that goal. Because if my goal, if I'm the government, I just want to create as many jobs as possible, I can pay people to pick up this mug and put it from the left hand to right hand. I just created a job. You're employed, you have an income, but you're not producing anything of value. And this is where you have to understand, okay, what is that purpose? And so now, you know, if we get away from the politics for a second, the government now spends money. They get money from taxpayers because the government is not a for-profit entity. They don't create a product and sell it for, or create something and sell it for a profit. Instead, people make money and then the government taxes your income. Now, just like anybody else, there's checks and balances. If the government has $1 million, they can only spend $1 million, you would think. But that's not how it works. So the government has $1 million, and what's happening now is they're gonna spend significantly more than $1 million. Now, if you have a certain amount of income and you spend more than that, what do? Well, you're gonna have to subsidize or find that extra cash somewhere. And in the government's case, what they can do is they can go out and look for a loan. It's called a treasury bond. For as long as anyone can remember, have been considered the safest investment anybody can make. Well, what it is you're literally loaning money to the government. But what happens now if there's not enough people out there to loan money to the government? If the government wants trillions and trillions of dollars, if there's not enough people out there to loan that money to the government and they keep wanting to spend more money, you still got to make up this cost. So what do? They call up their friends at the Federal Reserve Bank and they say, hey, we need a $2 trillion loan. And then the Fed's going to say, okay, we got you. Now remember what I said, they're not a reserve. They don't have a cash pile anywhere. So what do? They go to the money printer, boop, boop, boop. And now they can print out $2 trillion. They loan this cash to the government. And now the government got their $2 trillion. The Federal Reserve printed it out of nothing. The government can now take this $2 trillion and spend it in whatever way that they want. It can be inefficient. They can try to create efficient products, but their goal is to hopefully help people. Now, whether they're inefficient or not is a political debate. However, you know, that is what they do. But what happens now when more dollars enter without actual wealth being created? Because we saw this happen in textbook form in 2020 and 2021, where nothing was being produced except money. Well, when more money gets produced, it effectively reduces the value of each individual dollar. This is what inflation is. The word inflation comes from the word inflate. What are you inflating? The monetary supply. So you're increasing the monetary supply, causing the value of each individual dollar to go down, which effectively causes the price of things to go up. And so in 2020, 2021, no one's producing. However, the government is spending money like crazy. Where are they getting this money? The Fed. So the Fed's printing money, giving it to the government. The government's spending it like crazy. Now people are getting money. It's people, it's businesses, it's corporations. This money is being spent, and now everybody is like, wow, I'm sitting at home and I'm rich. You have some people who are getting big unemployment checks. You have some businesses getting millions of dollars, and everything is running smooth. And people are spending money like crazy, buying things, but nothing is being produced. So then what happens? Well, now you have a supply chain mess because everyone's buying all the stuff in stores. However, no business is able to produce anything because the economy shut down. So the supply chain issue then you start to see is a byproduct of the inflation, because everyone's trying to blame, oh, the inflation is happening because of supply chain issues. But you have to look at what is the real root cause. The inflation is what causes the supply chain issues. How do you decide who gets that money or not? I mean, they're printing money. Somebody's got to pay for that. Who's paying for it? Regular people, average people, because now it's a hidden tax. Because the government can't just spend money without somebody paying for it. They have to generate the tax dollars. If they don't pay it through tax dollars, somebody's still gonna have to pay a tax. And inflation now is a hidden tax. It's a silent tax. It affects the people who don't understand money, and it disproportionately affects the poor and the financially uneducated. And this is why financial education is so important, is because if you don't understand this, you are gonna get screwed over by the system. Because now, guess what? Your gas is gonna be more expensive. Your groceries are gonna be more expensive. Your home cost is gonna be more expensive. The cost to do anything is gonna cost you so much more today, next year, the year after that. Well, your salary, hey, you got a raise, but you're actually broker now than you were before the raise because your raise isn't keeping up with inflation.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% Lean Ground Sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.